Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining me for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my very special guest is Melissa Mintz, and we're going to be talking about her two books. One of them is called Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing, and the other one is called It's Just My Nonsense. Many people think energy is just some invisible substance floating around that only scientists care about, but that's just not true. You experience energy in every moment and just don't realize it. For instance, food and water are energy. Medicine is energy. The people you interact with all have a unique vibration and energy. Even the words you speak to your friends have a different energy than the communication you have with your coworkers. Every single human being has the capacity to heal themselves and others using only energy as the medicine. When your body responds to energy medicine, each cell alters and functions at a higher vibration to initiate your own innate healing ability. You can find out more about Melissa by visiting her website, which is melissamintz.com, and that's MelissaMintz.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Ms. Melissa to the show. Good day, Melissa.
Hello. Hello, everybody. And Robert, thank you so much for having me on your show.
It is my pleasure. I am looking forward to our chat today, and I've enjoyed both books. And so we're gonna kind of hit on a little bit on each of them, but this is sure to be fun, no doubt. Well, let's first talk a little bit about your background. Would you mind sharing with the listeners, a little bit about your journey so far?
Yeah, I'm an author, an energy medicine healer, and an author. I have two books out. It's Just My Nonsense and Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing. And those books were recently released right around the holidays. But my background is actually in the medical field. I still work in the medical field. I do have a full-time day job. I work as a pharmaceutical sales rep, and I've worked for biotech companies, pharmaceutical companies, ever since I graduated college. I have a degree in nuclear medicine, and so it was just a good fit. And as I said, I still work as a drug rep, and I write evenings and weekends. Basically, on the weekends, I'm a full-time writer, and I have a healing office here in Atlanta in Woodstock, Georgia, where I'm at now, and I see clients evenings and weekends.
Yeah, well, from reading your book, you not only write on weekends, but you also write in your car, too, as well, right?
So
you write whenever you can.
I've tried to stop doing that, but that's initially, and we'll get into that, that's initially how I started writing. One of my customers followed me out to the car. That's how I started writing. It was around 1998, and I was working in oncology at the time, and I was having lunch with one of my customers, and we both shared this love for Indian food. And I would talk about my products for about 15 minutes, and then the rest of the time we would just laugh and be silly. It was a small office. There were three people in the office. There was a nurse and a receptionist and the doctor. And I would just, you know, ramble on with my nonsense, as I always referred to it. I would just talk and be silly, and we would just start laughing. But on this one particular day when I left, the doctor actually followed me out to the car. And she started yelling at me and saying, when you get in the car, you need to write this stuff down. And I just replied, it's just nonsense, hence the title for the book. And she said, no, you need to write this stuff down. It's really good. And I just kept saying, it's just nonsense. But then as the synchronicity of the universe would come into play and I was driving around, you know, Atlanta traffic, we were at the halt and there was an accident way up front. And I had this notebook on my passenger seat and I thought, you know what, maybe I will start writing. And I started writing and it was just the strangest feeling. It was like if you had a faucet that was totally backed up and all of a sudden you unclogged it and all the water started gushing out, that's what happened. It was as though the words just started gushing out and I was writing poetry and all kinds of story, and that was my journey to writing. And the funny thing is, you know, when I was a kid, people would say to me, oh, you're funny, you should do comedy one day, and I always associated with comedy as doing stand-up, which I knew I didn't want to do. I had never thought until she said that, and I knew I was meant to hear it that day, and I didn't, and I left the company shortly after that and never saw her again, so I knew I was meant to hear that before I left. But I never thought or even considered writing or writing stories or writing things down. As a matter of fact, in my life, in my journey, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do as a kid when I grew up, but I knew exactly there was one thing that I never wanted to do, and that was writing. And look, you never know what's going to happen. And I ended up being a writer, and I realized that what I always thought was my biggest weakness was actually my greatest strength unrecognized.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I hope that listeners would take to heart, you know, to recognize that that's the case. And certainly when I was growing up, being a writer was not within my realm of desire or even possibility, but then there it is. So, but now you're an energy medicine healer. So you're an energy medicine healer with a degree in nuclear medicine. So
yeah, I mean, it is.
Go
I
ahead,
mean, though. Even clients say, you know, what a strange dichotomy. You know, you're a healer, you work for a drug company. And I had a client just the other day, I was telling her I was in a meeting, and so we're doing the session now, and I work for a drug company. And she said, I have a real problem with that. And I said, why? And she said, because drug companies are evil. And so I said, do you mind my asking if you're on any medications? And, of course, she was on a whole litany of drugs. And if you think about it this way, we think of these pharmaceutical companies, some people think, oh, they're evil, you know, it's just about money. But, you know, even a lot of these herbs and all these other substances basically are treating just a symptom as well. I mean, we take St. John's Wort if we have depression. People take glucosamine, you know, if their joints hurt. It's still not treating the root cause of the disease. We take drugs the same way, and even a lot of these herbs have side effects as well. And the way I look at it is, you know, they're really not that far apart, because I'm increasing awareness of the appropriate way to treat patients with my customers, and I'm educating people on the appropriate treatment, and I'm doing something that's allowing people to feel better. And I can't think of anything more rewarding. The real evil is not, you know, allopathic medicine versus holistic medicine. I do believe that it's really the suppression of information, that we don't have all the information we need on the healing benefits of food and all the alternative treatments that are less invasive and pain-free, the zero-death treatments that could help people before they have more aggressive treatments. And I think that's the real issue, that we don't have the informed choices of the healing benefits of food. They can't make those claims because they would be considered a drug, and we don't have all the information of all these other therapies that have really helped people with significant debilitating health challenges.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're right about the fact that, you know, most medicines, either natural or synthetic, really treat symptoms, you know, and quite often don't get to the root of the cause, the energetic root of the, you know, of the imbalance. And that's where, you know, focus really should be. You know, I mean, that's, it's a great place, you know. And then I had a woman last week or a couple of weeks ago, actually. She has a book on Ayurvedic lifestyle wisdom. And she, during that show, we really emphasized the importance of lifestyle as far as, you know, lifestyle choices and how it impacts our health and how we, you know, can do, you know, there are so many things that we can do on a daily basis, you know, choices that we can make to make ourselves healthier and, you know, to fight disease, than, you know, masking it with the symptoms with, you know, a Band-Aid of some kind of treatment.
Well, I completely agree, because what I can tell you is, from being in these doctor's offices, you know, and it actually saddens me, because there are so many people who are really suffering and not feeling well. You can't even get a parking space. You know, when you sit in the office, you can barely get a seat. But people think of preventative medicine as going to a doctor and finding out if they have something wrong or not. That's not preventative medicine, you know. Doctors use diagnostic tools, but they aren't preventative measures to find out if something's wrong with you. And just what you said, Robert, preventative medicine is, you know, eating clean, organic, healthy food and not fast food and processed food. That's all energy. And our body responds to that energy, and drinking clean water and reducing our stress and exercising, it truly is a lifestyle. And the frustration from doctors, they say to me that they'll have a patient that comes in and they'll say, you know, you need to lose 40 pounds, you have high cholesterol, you're pre-diabetic. And the patient will say, great, doc, just give me a pill. So we have to take responsibility in our own hands, but we have to change our life. And it's not just about going to a doctor and taking a pill. And then you go back, and every time you have another complaint, they give you another pill. And before you know it, you're on 10 to 12 different pills, and you don't even know if you're developing another disease process or if it's all the side effects from all the different medications that you're on.
Yeah, exactly. So now, being an energy medicine healer and having that education in nuclear medicine, why did you choose, with the, excuse me, your energy is showing, why did you choose to write this particular book?
Well, I never really thought about writing a whole energy book. What happened was, I would talk to clients about the work that I did, and they were so confused when I said, you know, I channel energy through my hands, and this energy helps you heal. It initiates your body's own innate healing ability. And the first thing they would say was, well, where do you get the energy from? And I would say, I use this universal energy and to help correct the abnormal vibrations in your body. And it was often a very long discussion. I'd find myself on the phone with some of these clients for 30 to 40 minutes. And sure enough, at the end of every conversation, it would end with, I still don't get what you do. And I finally realized that until I helped to educate people on energy in all forms and even universal energy, that it's going to be very difficult for people to understand how energy could heal. And I always found that it was actually a little funny to me, because it just seems so simple. We are energy beings. Our body recognizes this energy. We're basically using energy to heal energy. But I think people tend to make a very simple, you know, idea and overanalyze it, and then it just became so difficult to understand. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if I had a book and I could just say, well, the answer to that question is in chapter 3 on page 49, and now I have a book. So it's wonderful. Now I can just say, well, just read the book. but I can ask the question.
Well, you know, I mean, the book is really does answer some, you know, very basic questions about energy, you know, and you know, a lot of times, say, you know, you and me are around people who maybe are familiar with it, and but we fail to realize there are a lot of people who just, don't have the circles of people and even in the books, you know, to be aware of energy and its importance. So the book does a great job of that. Now, you just mentioned universal energy. For the people who are listening, who may not know what that is, can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, universal energy is the energy all around us. And when I would say that to people, they would start looking around like, what energy? You know, just because we don't see it doesn't mean it's not something real. I mean, the way I look at it, we all breathe in air, and we talk about the air, and people don't say, well, where does the air come from? We know it's there. We accept it being there. But just because we don't see the energy, it's a difficult concept for people to understand. But universal energy is the base energy from which everything is derived. Everything in our universe, the plants, the flowers, the trees, rocks, animals, oceans, everything that you can think of is universal energy. And it's the basic structure of everything, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars. So we, the human species, are also universal energy. And universal energy is the source energy from our creator, and this is the healing energy that we use to heal. And there's one universal truth that energy flows where attention goes, and people always say, well, where do you get the energy from to heal? And we place our attention usually on our hands, and we feel the universal energy, the tingling sensation, and we know we're ready to start the session. And I was trained by Dr. Eric Pearl. I was trained in the reconnection. And so at the training, you know, they activated our hands with this frequency, and all I have to do is focus my attention on my hands, and that familiar, you know, energy, I feel a pulsing or a throbbing or a wave-like action. I know I'm ready to start the session, but universal energy is from our creator, and our creator is infinite, so we know that this universal energy is infinite as well. So if you just think of it this way, a very easy thing to think of is everything in existence is energy. And this is universal energy. It's the source energy from our creator.
Yeah. So now you went through this training with Dr. Eric Pearl to activate, you know, this in you, the hands-on healing aspect. If people out there wanted to maybe get that connection, to build that stronger connection with the universal energy, and not necessarily have to go through a training, because that may not be, you know, what's on their path. Do you have any ideas or comments on how, you know, just a listener out there who maybe wants to strengthen that connection, what they can do?
Absolutely. And in my book, I have a couple chapters to teach people how to connect with the energy and to be able to heal themselves and to heal others. And you know, one simple technique just to get an idea of how to feel the energy, and I'll do it with listeners while I'm talking, is if you rub your hands together, and I'm doing it now, you'll feel heat, you may even feel a tingling, and then just move your palms apart by about 12 inches, and right now I'm explaining what I'm feeling, and you may be feeling the same thing. I actually feel kind of a tingling, a pulsing. Well, that's the energy, and practice playing with it for a minute. I just want people to get used to actually feeling the energy so they know that it actually is something tangible. Move your hands apart about 12 inches and feel the energy between your palms expand. And then think of your hands as being on a rubber band, and now they're being pulled closer, and they're about 3 to 4 inches apart, and you can feel the energy compress. Well, this is universal energy. So just placing your attention on your hand, you can feel this energy, and then allow the energy to flow, and you can allow just the energy to travel to where it needs to go, or you can use your mind. Thoughts are energy, and we're using our mind to move this energy where we want it to go. You can think of the energy as starting at your feet and then moving up to your knees and then up to your hips and then so forth, all the way up to the top of your head. Sometimes I imagine the energy coming in from my head through my crown, my chakra, and then all the way down. So this is possible because you're directing the energy, your thoughts are energy, your intention is energy, and you can direct the energy to heal a certain part of your body that you want to heal. If you have a hurt elbow, you can even take a hand and place it on the elbow and imagine this universal energy healing a certain part of your body. It's very easy to do. I don't believe that people need to focus an entire book on healing with universal energy. There's times when I've been out at the beach and I've used the rays of the sun and I just pictured, you know, the energy of the sun coming down and healing my body.
Yeah. That's an excellent exercise. I'm going to try I've done the, focusing energy on parts of my body that ache, you know, and for me, one of the, the crown chakra is very active. So, I mean, that's whenever I'm, speaking with someone and there's something that really resonates. I mean, that crown chakra just lights up with tingling and that kind of thing. So, it was after I learned what that was that it was like, oh, okay. So, and just like the exercise with the hands, once you have that physical experience, then it becomes easier to recognize when it happens.
And for people who have a difficult concept and think, well, how can you just imagine that energy moving someplace to heal? Well, people have used imagery for decades and had significant results. And it's really the same principle in that you're directing the energy, and this is universal energy, but you're placing the intention on what you want to do, and the intention is to heal.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I do want to let listeners know in a few minutes we're going to have just a short break. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask Melissa, feel free to call in at 619-789-4359. And for those of you listening live in the chat room, if you have any questions you would like for me to ask Melissa, feel free to type them in. So now, in your book, Your Energy is Showing, you divide the book into three sections. It's energy, awareness, and love. So can you talk about why those particular sections and that emphasis on each of those areas?
Yeah, when I first started to write the book, I explained the rationale of even writing the energy book, but at that time, I didn't know exactly what I was going to write about. It seemed as though one idea spurred another idea, and when I was done, I had about 400 pages about energy, and I actually wrote the first book in the series that we have here, Your Energy is Showing, and the second book concurrently without even realizing it until I was editing it. And once I had all these pages, I thought, I need to create chapters. And I started reading through it, and I realized that there was a common theme that I was writing about three different things. I was writing about energy, awareness, and love, and that's how I ended up with those three sections. And it works out perfectly because if I had to describe energy in our universe and how we use energy, I would probably use those three words to describe it.
Yeah, very good. Now, in section three, the love section, you talk about the power of words. You know, so can you just spend a couple seconds talking about that and the actual energy that words carry?
Yeah, you know, again, it just reinforces that everything is energy, our words, our thoughts, our emotions, and we can actually feel the energy of the words. We know when we're having a conversation with someone, if they say something to us and they mean it in a derogatory way or a backhanded compliment, we can sense if a person is saying something to us sarcastically. You know, we know when we hear something, if it's genuine or not. These words are very powerful, and they carry a certain frequency and a vibration and even an emotion behind it. And when we say things, our words resonate the emotions and intentions. If we intend for our words to have a negative impact, the person's going to feel this. And if a person harbors anger or rage for us, it doesn't matter what they say, because we can still feel the hidden anger, even if the words spoken may contradict this message. And the words in a book carry energy too. You know, my thoughts and my intentions that I wanted the reader to receive are in the book. The reader absorbs the energy behind the words. The words being written are with my intention of healing and awakening the reader, and this is an energy transference, and the reader will, you know, pick up on this. And one thing I talk about in that chapter too is the power of gossip and how damaging gossip is. And the reason why is because when somebody says something about another person, we actually see them through the eyes of the gossiper, and I'll give you an example of this. Is, you know, I live in a neighborhood, and let's say a neighbor moves in across the street from me, and talking to Susan, another person in the neighborhood, and I say, you know what, I'm going to go across the street, and I'm going to meet this new neighbor, and she says, oh, you know what, I saw her this morning, and her dog, you know, left his big pile of poop in my yard and didn't bother to pick it up. She just thought this dog was making some doggy art and too creative poop pile to, I guess, pick, you know, just all this nonsense. And then I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe I don't want to meet this person. I don't know if I want to be friends with somebody who's so inconsiderate. And then I see her through the eyes of Susan. And then other neighbors may ask me about this person. I'm saying, well, you know what I heard? I heard this person. And then as each person tells the story, it gets more distorted and more exaggerated with their beliefs and their views and their judgments. And before you know it, nobody's talking to this new neighbor, and they don't know why. And gossip is like a weed growing out of control. And how do you kill a weed? You kill it with a weed killer, and in this case, it's the truth. So gossip keeps spreading and spreading until it's killed with the truth. And, you know, I always think if I'm in a situation of something like this, I bet if somebody asked me, you know, I heard this, is this true? And maybe the new neighbor could have said, oh, you know what, I didn't have a bag with me and I picked it up later. Or she could have said, you know, it wasn't true at all. But at least the person understands, you know, what happened and why people aren't talking to them instead of just people treating them differently, and they have no idea why. And that's the power of the word.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And then when we come back, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, that, you know, we're going to be talking about two books, and we've been talking about Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing for a while, and I want to, when we come back, talk a little bit about It's Just My Nonsense, and then we'll probably finish up the show with a little bit more on energy. But when we come back, I want to get your reason for writing two very distinctly different books and having them come out, okay? Thank you. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this brief break.
Hello, this is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link to the approximately 1,000 shows that we have had over the past 5 years. Our show is available as a free podcast in the iTunes Store. You can subscribe there, or even quicker, there is a link to our show on iTunes on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc., and we have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. And finally, also on the site is a link to the great products we provide: books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store with essential oils and personal and spa products. There is so much for you to explore and enjoy on our website, www.biteradio.me. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Melissa Mintz, and we're talking about her two books. One is Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing, and the other one's called It's Just My Nonsense. Again, you can find out more about Melissa and her services and her books by visiting her website, which is www.melissamintz.com, and that's MelissaMintz.com. And again, I do have a direct link to Melissa's website in the show page description. Okay, so with that, we're back, Melissa.
Hi, hello.
Hey, very great. We have a caller, and she has a question for you. So her name is Lisa, and she's calling from Connecticut. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, thank you so much. I'm wondering how I can heal myself, because the doctors have kind of branded me, I think. I really think before I even get in the office, they know that they're not going to treat me. They tell me I'm too sick to treat, and they kind of write me off. And I don't know. I just left another doctor's office, actually. I just came home crying because, again, they tell me I'm too sick to treat.
Huh. It's a shame that doctors tell patients that, because patients oftentimes buy into the diagnosis, meaning I've heard stories where somebody with what doctors consider to be a life-threatening illness, they go to the doctor and they say, you have 3 months to live, and the patient says, oh, I've got 3 months to live, and sometimes they die within those 3 months. So I guess your question to me is, how can you use this universal energy to heal yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you know, one way is what we just talked about, is just give the energy direction to go. If you think about it, our bodies were made to self-heal. When we get a cut, we don't give our body specific instructions on how to heal. It just knows how to heal. So one technique that you could do is just imagine this universal energy coming in. You can even imagine it coming into your entire body and just give it direction of what to do, with the intention of healing, of helping you feel better. And you can use conscious creation in addition to that. And I talk about that in my book. It's really law of attraction, but I refer to it as law of attention, because energy flows where attention goes. And use that and just imagine yourself being healthy again and doing things that you like doing. What you're doing is creating a new energy blueprint for a new way of being, a new reality.
Yeah, Lisa, is there a particular area of health that is especially challenging?
I keep needing to have my belly sewed up. They do surgery to fix the hernia, and where they open me up to fix the hernia, another area opens up. And that's really depressing, because every time I start to get, then they make mistakes during the surgery, so it takes me a year to get well, and I've had 5 surgeries in 2 years, and I'm looking at my 6th, and I don't want to go.
Yes, you know, that was like what Melissa was saying, you know, as far as focusing energy, that would be obviously the first place you would want to start, you know, when you're directing that universal energy towards self-healing. You know, did you listen to the exercise that Lisa gave about, you know, feeling energy in the rubbing of the hands? Did you hear that part?
Unfortunately, I just came in, so I missed that. I'll have to listen in the archive.
There are many different ways for this, universal energy to come in. You can just even imagining a light, a universal energy of light directed to your stomach. And again, use conscious creation and just imagining that it is healed. And one thing about using conscious creation, the universe doesn't know if you're just imagining something or if that's really your reality. The energy still forms around it the same way. So I would imagine this light coming in and in your stomach area, if that's the area of concern.
Well, that's my current biggest one.
Yeah. That's, you know, from the sound of it, you know, that's like where it's, you know, a lot of stuff can radiate from. And yeah, do go back to the archives and listen to that exercise, because, you know, when it comes time to being able to feel that energy, that universal energy in your hands and directing it to that spot, I think that would be a really big help in helping you understand exactly, you know, how to direct the energy and visualize it and that kind of thing. So, yeah, definitely listen to that, because I think that was a really good exercise that she talked about.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling in.
Thank you. For being...
Yeah, that's one of the challenges, isn't it, with, you know, Western medicine and communicating with individuals and kind of getting to the source, of you know, what a problem. Now, obviously, if she had to have multiple surgical interventions, that whatever the cause is still there. And until that gets addressed, it's probably going to repeat, wouldn't you say, Melissa?
Right. I agree with that. And even the fact, you know, one issue that we have, it seems to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I said, doctors say, oh, you can't be treated, and then patients buy into this and they think, I can't be treated. And we see this with prescription drugs all the time, where it's how the doctor feels about it creates that placebo effect. If the doctor says, oh, I have a lot of confidence in this is really going to help you, well, the placebo effect starts as soon as you're out the door. If the converse is, if the doctor says, I don't know if this will help you, a lot of patients have a lot of side effects, then that starts, you know, another effect that they're out the door that they buy into, that this won't help me. So I think that, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, these healthcare practitioners, you know, aren't more cognizant of the verbiage that they use and how they communicate with their patients.
Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, also, we have one of my friends and followers in the chat room, Dennis, had wrote, he said that I find setting intention and being still to receive the offerings the universe has to offer is a good way also to get that process in motion.
That's correct. The energy is there to move force, and all we need to do is, you know, give it some direction. When we build a house, we have a blueprint, you know, for direction. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing that we're doing with conscious creation. We're consciously creating, and conscious creation is really about conscious control, where we're directing that energy. And we're doing that with healing as well. We're directing the energy. And the difference between energy medicine healing and conventional healing is, we view the body as, you know, spiritual, mental, and physical, that the three of those need to be in balance. And I refer to that as the, you know, triality of healing, or the trinity of wholeness. And that's what conventional medicine, you know, they don't acknowledge that.
Yeah, and, you know, and the one thing I think Lisa has going for her is she's recognizing that self-healing is a possibility. You know, and that's, you know, being open to that is certainly one positive aspect. And then, if the fact that, you know, doctors, there have been repeated doctors saying, you know, that they can't help. You know, to me, that's kind of like the universe saying to her, it's like, okay, you know, you do it. it's up to you, you know what I mean, and directing her rather than seeking that healing from within versus from external sources.
Well, what you said, you hit the nail on the head, Robert, and all healing is actually done from within. And if we have a deep wound, you'll see it. When we have a wound, it heals from the inside out. It doesn't heal from the top to bottom. And even in Lisa's case, you know, until we find the what in our life that isn't working, you know, sometimes it takes a lot longer to heal until we have that in our consciousness and in our awareness that there's something in our life that we need to change. And oftentimes an illness directs us to that, makes us aware of that, and creates a very significant transformation in our life. There are people who have had some life-threatening illnesses who have stated, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me, because it forced them to go within and reevaluate their life and change what wasn't working, whether it was their job or a relationship.
Exactly. And I'm thinking that that's a case here too. So, as I mentioned, you know, two books, excuse me, and It's Just My Nonsense. Now, It's Just My Nonsense is completely different than the other one. So, tell me why.
That's true. And people have asked me about that. It seems like I'm writing, you know, two completely different books. One's a comedy, Just My Nonsense, and Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing, is a self-help book. And most authors, they do seem to write in the same genre. You know, if they write a book about vampires, they usually continue this. And if they write a romance novel, all the books that follow are likely to be romance novels. But when I first started writing It's Just My Nonsense, I always referred to it as a healing book, the healing book that I sat at the kitchen table and wrote. And it's because I believe that laughter and humor can heal the world, and I talk about it in the introduction. But laughter is very healing. It has a lot of health benefits. It raises our vibration, and it's heart healthy. That's why we say when somebody's silly and playful, they're lighthearted. And there was actually a study that was done that showed the greatest incidence of heart attacks was on Monday morning, which is probably no surprise because it's due to the, you know, back to work blues. But laughter also creates a lot of joy and helps us to have balance in our lives and certainly helps to increase our immune system. But look at energy. We can do that with energy as well. Energy is used to heal as well. And if you think about it, I'm writing about two universal languages. Laughter is a universal language. No matter what language you speak anywhere in the world, people understand laughter. And energy is also a universal language. You know, everything in existence speaks one language, and that language is energy. And also with my comedy, I'm writing about life. People are funny. And the things all of us say and do are hilarious. And then with my energy book, I'm writing about life because energy is the foundation of every aspect of our life. So even though these two books, they seem completely different, well, both humor and energy are used to heal, and both humor and energy are universal languages, and both humor and energy are about life. So even though the two genres seem to be unrelated, they're actually very similar.
Yeah, there is that, and you also have a little bit of humor in energy, but I love humor. I laugh a lot.
So do I.
Even probably when I shouldn't, but I do, and that's okay. I don't mind, you know. And I have laugh lines, and you know those are lines that I've earned, and I enjoy them. So,
Funny that you said about my energy book having humor, because I know when my editor was going through both books at the same time and she said, even your energy book is just sprinkled with humor. And I thought, well, I'm a goofball and I'm silly and I'm playful and I love to laugh and it's part and parcel of who I am. And I realized I can't tease out, you know, my sense of humor when I'm writing the energy book. So there's still a lot of, you know, funny things, and even energy book, a lot of lightheartedness and the examples that I give and the stories that I tell. So I hope that it's something that people can relate to.
Yeah, well, you know, in the it's just my nonsense. You know, in the beginning, you talk about someone reading it, and then having to share what some of the stories were with I think it was a wife and a husband, or I'm not sure about that, but there was somebody had shared, and it was funny because as I was going through and reading the and there's a little short story. Kind of, but as I was going through, I had the same situation. I was like, "Oh, you have to hear this one. This one's really funny," and it's great because it elicited humor in me and also in the person that I was telling. So, in today's world, everything is so serious sometimes that it's just nice to be able to sit back and have a good laugh.
Well. First of all, I love, that this book, you had smiles and laughters, and that was the purpose of it. But I've gotten comments from people, and I even read a couple of Amazon reviews of people who said it was funnier when they read it aloud. Apparently, they said it was like listening to a three-hour comedy show, and I know even my production team, I would send an email saying, what's going on with the nonsense book? I haven't received a first draft. And they would call me and say, well, we're just laughing the whole time. We can't get through it. Apparently, they would take little sections and they'd start reading it aloud and just laughing. But, what you said is so true that people take everything so seriously all the time. It's as though we've forgotten how to laugh. It's been instilled to us to act like a grown-up, to take life more seriously. And there was a study that was done that showed that kids laugh over 300 times a day, and grown-ups now laugh, maybe 15 times a day. We've really forgotten to see the humor in the thing.
Wow.
And
yeah.
That pretty much describes my whole nonsense book, in that I think that, my customer who came out to the car and was yelling at me to start writing, she didn't know if I could write. But what I realized after I wrote this book was that what she saw in me was my perspective, that maybe my gift is the way I perceive things, because I see the simplest of things. And I'll be in situations and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is hilarious. Why can't anybody see this? And then I'll start writing about it. So I think it's just how we look at things, whether we see the humor or whether we don't.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one. I want to kind of give the listeners a couple of examples. And one of them that just one of my like I mentioned I had to read to someone was the example of bless you. When someone sneezes and you say bless you. So I mean, would you mind sharing a little bit about that? I understand you have a little bit of a story about that one.
Yeah, I love writing that chapter. It's a short chapter, and it's one of my favorites, and actually just the inspiration for that. Like I said, oftentimes I see a situation, I'll think, oh, my gosh, isn't this just hilarious? But nobody else seems to see it. I mentioned that I'm a pharmaceutical sales rep during the day, and I was, in a business meeting, and we were in a general session. There were several hundred people in the meeting, and all of a sudden, it's quiet, you can hear a pin drop, and somebody sneezed, and about 10 rows in front of me, and I heard him yell out at the top of his lungs, God bless you, and I thought, really, that guy, he's the one yelling, God bless you, for a snot blaster coming his way? He wouldn't even stop to help if you were bleeding in the middle of the road, but he's the first to yell, God bless. And so I wrote that while I'm at the meeting. I wrote, he wouldn't even stop to help if you were bleeding in the middle of the road. And he's, and that became the inspiration for bless you. And I know so many times that we say to our kids, if you don't know what something means, don't say it. But adults are guilty of breaking this violation all the time. We say bless you after somebody sneezes, and we have no idea why we say it. I remember calling my mom one day and say, do you say bless you when somebody sneezes? And she says, yeah, of course. And I was like, well, why do you do that? And she goes, I don't know, because it's what you're supposed to do. And I realized that it just sums up our society, that we just sort of play follow the leader. We incarnated to be 7 billion shepherds, not 7 billion sheep, and we have no idea why we do the things that we do.
Yeah, and then you added into that the German version, Gesundheit, and that just kind of...
So. I think that's so funny, you know, because when I sneeze, I usually sneeze a multiple sneezes. I rarely perform a single sneeze. And I find it so funny that on the first sneeze, people will say, bless you. The second sneeze, they may say, bless you again, but sometimes I'll sneeze four times. It always stops after the second because they realize they feel like an idiot saying, God bless you, and they have no idea why they say it. You know, and people always stick with either bless you or Gesundheit. You've never heard somebody say bless you and then Gesundheit for the next sneeze and then bless you again. Either they're a bless you person or they're a Gesundheit person.
Yes. Well, you know, I laughed at that one especially because I'm a triple sneezer too. I mean, I just can't sneeze once. It's like a laze of sneezes, you know, just can't do it once. And, you know, and it's, oh, I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, I have someone who knows me very well and I'll sneeze and it's like, the second one will come and it's like, okay, where's the third, you know? And so, you know, and that's the one thing nice about the stories is that, you know, there are things that, you know, that we see every day and we may have a personal connection with them, and there is humor in them, but so many times we just neglect to see the humor. And see, so what I really like about that book is that, you know, in addition to the stories, but it also, you know, makes me aware, raises awareness that, you know, whenever anything happens, you know, that I can find humor in it, whatever it is. And so it really kind of sets the stage for making life a little bit lighter, a little bit easier, you know, and, you know, it's kind of like that seed, you know, that the seed of humor in just any, your normal interactions every day. And that's a good thing.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you liked the book. And I always say it for people, if you need to see the nonsense in your own life, you definitely need to read this book. And I'm also glad you like it because I've already been working on the second one. Second one is so funny. You know, there's nothing that's off limits, certainly in these books. And I can say that about the second one as well. And I think, am I going to have a warning on the second one? And the reason why I say that is I've had several people, this is kind of funny, but I've had several people say to me that they actually read the book on the toilet. You know, they'll read a chapter each day.
Yeah,
I think it causes of leakage or urinary incontinence because, like I said, even my production team, you know, they said they were reading it and they were running out of toilet paper. They kept running to the bathroom. So I have a disclaimer in this book. Maybe I'll put a warning in the next book. It's just my nonsense too. Will be out soon.
Absolutely. Well, and I was glad in the one story to finally learn what Victoria's Secret was. So.
I had so much fun writing that book. I was writing that chapter. Did you enjoy that chapter?
I did. I think a Victor and Victoria's Secret is definitely the way to go. We're toward the end of the show, Melissa. So before we go, you know, is there any anything that maybe we didn't cover? Anything that you would want to share with the listeners, or maybe any final words that we didn't cover that you would like to share?
Well, I would just like to say that the reason why it's so important to be aware of energy, because this is our greatest superpower. This is our birthright to be able to create and create our reality and be aware of this energy and to be able to mold it and shape it and give it direction of where to go. And, you know, if we don't use this superpower, we're giving our power away. And it's not just energy and creating, it's energy in all things. It's being more mindful of the energy in everything. For instance, the food we eat. You know, when we pay attention to how we feel when we eat certain foods, food is energy. And we'll notice when we eat better foods, we feel better. It's like putting high-performance gas in your car. And even our interactions with other people, everything is an energy exchange. And we feel different around different people. And you may have said about someone, this person brings out the best in me. Well, that's true because everything changes in response to your energy. And the people that you interact with are different. according to your energy. And one friend, you may be playful and silly and funny, and around another friend, you may be serious and stressed. And that's real because there's an energy transference. So we can actually live just a better life if we're aware of our energy in every moment and how our energy flows.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I really want to thank you for your time today. I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed speaking with you, enjoyed reading your books. This has been great. Do keep me in mind when It's Just My Nonsense 2 comes out.
You'll get a signed copy.
Good. I always use good humor material. So, I mean, I have to replace that in my bathroom, you know? But I thank you very much for your time, Melissa.
Well, thank you, Robert. I so enjoyed talking to you and being on your show, and I really appreciate this opportunity. It was a blast.
You're very welcome. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Melissa Mintz. We've been talking about her two books, one of them, Excuse Me, Your Energy is Showing, and the other one, It's Just My Nonsense. Again, both books, as well as information about Melissa's energy healing work, is available at her website, which is www.melissamintz.com. That's MelissaMintz.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's BiteRadio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.